B-Pod Studios.
Cam's going to run it. Newton to the pylon.
Got
touchdown.
It.
Down. Yeah. Patriot.
That's a man right there, boy.
Woo. First and goal to go snap. Cam taking it. He's going to throw a pop pass to the right. And Johnson makes the catch. Touchdown, Patriots.
Pretty. Put a bow on that one. What deception by Newton.
Well, I think we got Scott Zolak right around the corner if it really comes to that. Hopefully he'll be ready to go if we need him.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's Football Friday on a Wednesday with Scott Zolak, brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank and Dunkin'. Don't forget to stick around with us for LBF's Getting to Know Zoe questions today. He's going to be good.
That's a good one.
All right, before we...
I don't know what the question is.
That's why we like it.
That's
we like
why.
It. Hey, yeah. I got to ask you this, though, before we get into the game. There's a picture on Twitter of your lunch at Sunday's game. It looked like an Italian kind of a cold cut sandwich.
Yeah, I'm a big Cumberland Farms guy, so I get my...
You wanted it heated up, though.
I had to heat it up. Yeah. So to heat it up, I mean, obviously, you know, being a away game,
right.
There is no food there for us, so we bring our own food in.
No kidding.
So I took the sub, I opened it up, and we have I have a space heater that keeps my feet toasty during the games.
Yeah.
And I just tilt that down, and I cook the sandwich that way.
You did.
So you open it up, put it right on the floor, and heat it up.
No plates?
Looked tasty.
No plates in the building at that point.
No.
Yeah,
have you had a tetanus shot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah, we do that with all our kids, too. We take them around. We lick doorknobs,
you know
eat the gum underneath.
You got to get
your immune system used
what?
To that type of stuff.
He doesn't have COVID.
Right.
COVID-free.
The people that get sick are the ones always washing their hands.
I know. It's those little neatnecks. All right. Talk about the game a little bit. What's the deal? Cam, I mean, the ball got knocked down a bunch of times, and he's throwing a lot into the turf. What's the deal?
I mean, when he's right, he's right. When he's wrong, he's really wrong. And it's a roller coaster with him. He played well enough, I thought, to win. The big problem this past Sunday was the defense. You couldn't stop Deshaun Watson. And,
he looked sharp.
That Texans team's better than a 2-win team. Mm-hmm. And obviously, they have 3 now.
Yeah.
But, we've played other bad teams this year. And that's why Billy O'Brien got fired. That's why they're in turmoil, because they have too much talent.
Inconsistency.
Not to be winning. Margin for error is just, we have none.
What are the playoff chances now? What do you
still
think?
Out there.
Still
it's like Dumb and Dumber. What was the chance when he can... Remember when Mary, when Lloyd thought he was... So you're saying there's a chance, Mary.
So
yeah.
Worth that. There's a chance.
All right. Worth that. So you say there's a chance.
Just sit at the bar waiting for
it. Okay.
Finally, right. Something I understand.
You know, there's LBF. We'll put it in LBF terms.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Kyler Murray coming to town, possible MVP. What's your scouting report on him?
I'm shocked he's been able to translate this well to the league. I'm talking about everything because he's playing at such a high level.
Yep.
I remember seeing him at the Super Bowl a year ago at Radio Row, and we looked at him where he was standing against the wall. And I'm like, that can't
he's
be
little.
Kyler Murray.
Like he's 5'10".
So we marked a spot on the wall. He was standing next to the sign.
Oh,
so
man.
Our guy Jim Loughlin, we went and got a measuring tape.
Yeah.
And it was under 6 feet tall.
Oh, man.
He's
normally, like Flutie size, right?
He seems smaller than Doug.
Wow.
Yeah, he's about Flutie size.
About Flutie size. You know, fun size.
Well,
little pocket
size.
Quarterback. Yeah,
those guys, you're going to run around like nuts to get them all.
But he's legit,
impressive.
Right? I
oh,
mean,
he's
for
legit.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, he's got great receivers, too.
All right, before we get to LBF's question, real quick, people buzzing about Brady last night, dissing Goff or Monday Night's Football.
Yeah.
Without the handshake. Is that? What do you think of that?
He's a poor loser. He's a bad loser.
He is, isn't he?
So old head coaches the same way. The great ones that you've tend to cover in the game walk off when things don't go their way. Call him a spoiled brat, a baby, whatever it is. He's a sore loser. And,
yeah. But you say that like it's not a bad thing, the way you say it.
What he does doesn't faze me.
Okay.
Just everything he's done in the past, I continue to watch him and root for him.
Do whatever he can. Okay. All right. LBF, what do you got?
Shopping.
Yes.
Okay, so Football Friday was O, but Black Friday was O. Are you a guy who gets up early in the morning and goes and waits in line?
I used to be a long time ago.
A long time ago. Then what
Back
happened?
When you thought, you know, you're really getting a deal on a big screen TV. Remember when big screen TVs cost a ton?
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember playing with Bledsoe when he first got the first Panasonic one. It was a 42-incher, and it was like 10 grand.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't pay for it. He bought it. He had like one of the first flat screens.
How big is your TV?
Mine? I have an 80.
Huh?
I have an 80. My biggest one's an 80.
80?
Yeah,
80
pretty
65.
Big.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, what's the most expensive thing you've ever bought for your wife?
Aw.
A car.
Oh, Oh, really? As a, did you have a bow on it and everything?
No, she bugged me. I bought her a Range Rover last year. So
you did? Wow. Just like, that's it? It was in the driveway?
It's been bugging. No, 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 no. She picked it out. I resisted.
What about something that you thought of by yourself and weren't, and that was expensive for her?
Oh, okay.
You lavished her.
Diamond earrings.
Oh,
yeah. That's nice.
That was for
nice.
Christmas a couple years ago.
That's nice. Very nice. All right, most elusive present that you had to find for your kids. You know when there's a rush on that?
Oh, my God. Do you remember the Tickle Me Elmo craze?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that one? And this year's PS5.
Oh, okay.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I know. It's
you got one, Bob?
No. We're on four. My kid's on four.
Oh, that's good. You know what PS is.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you'd have like an Atari at home or something.
Oh, burn. All right, final question.
Bob plays Pong. Hey, guys, you got to see this new game called Pong.
Yeah, it's fun. Come on up.
What have you ever bought anything drunk, and what was it?
Oh, last week, every day. I mean,
hello.
I think we ordered like chairs for the pool.
Okay.
But instead of buying like three, I think we bought nine.
Yeah.
And we had to send six back. And I'm like, how the hell is this? Sure, you ordered it. Here's your order.
There you go.
All right. Good to know.
That was a long time ago.
You're fun to shop with. He's
isn't
fun,
he fun? Range Rovers, diamond
it's
earrings,
great.
Lots of chairs.
All right.
Hey, so, keep it real.
Give us your predictions. 1 o'clock game on the Sports Hub.
I'm going to still stick with the Patriots in this one. And a dome team coming in here, and I say dome team. They're used to playing in the what is the weather going to be? I think it's going to be in the 50s.
It's not bad. Yeah,
it's not bad.
Yeah.
Pray for rain.
Okay.
Pray for rain. Yeah, Patriots 24-21.
There it is. All right. Thanks, Zoe.
All right. Have a great holiday, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Turkeys.
Bye. All right. Thanks to Clinton Savings Bank. CSB goes beyond banking for your business. Visit ClintonSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF. Equal housing lender.
He's crazy. Just absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
But
I like it.
We love him.
Yeah.
He's voted the number one sports personality in Boston. That's why.
Really? And we have him on this show?
Yep. I don't know how we did it. Okay, Brian.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.